the word and let your voice be heard. It's Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station.
And a very good morning to you. Welcome to today's edition of Praise in the City. I thank you so much for waking up on this Saturday morning and planning to spend a little time with me. I am your host, Tiffany Bacon, and again, I graciously welcome you to today's program. Well, we haven't been together in a week, so I feel like we've missed out on so much. And there has been so much happening in our world since the last time we spoke live. There was the Boston Marathon bombing, and there's all types of crime and violence and some wonderful things happening in our community. And of course, our own lives take over. And sometimes we're not always in tune with what's going on in the political side of things, especially what's going on with our federal budget. So today we're actually going to spend some time talking about the sequester. What is that? What is going on? How it is going to affect you and your life? So we're going to be spending some time with our dear friend and political correspondent, Ms. Denise Clay. She will be joining us for the program today. Let me give you the number, because if you have a question about any of what we're talking about today, you're going to need that number. We definitely want to hear from you. Comments and questions are always welcome. 215-263-1039. Now, let's get things started with a moment of inspiration.
So the devil will hear you. Praise is who I am. Come on, praise the Lord.
Praise the while I can.
I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
I'm blessed. All the time. And I'm blessed.
And I'm bound to praise you.
Through the good,
through the good and the bad. Say, praise is what I do. Praise is what I do.
Even when I'm going through.
When I'm going through.
See, I've learned.
I've learned.
To worship.
To worship.
Woo. See, I'm going to let the devil know tonight. No, my circumstance. I will not be depressed. It doesn't even stand a chance. Yeah!
Somebody do it. Somebody do it. Somebody do it in this room. Somebody lift up a praise in this room. I know we've been praising and we've been worshiping, but somebody lift up a praise right now. Oh, I declare that the Spirit of God is moving and stirring in this room.
Yes, I love that. Love that. Love that. Praise is what I do. And this is Praise 103.9 FM. Thank you so much for joining us. You're listening to Praise in the City. I am Tiffany Bacon, and I thank you so much for checking us out this morning. So I'm not sure how deeply you are aware of all that is going on in the political world as far as the sequester is going on. And if you're like, what is going on? I'm not so sure. Or if you're like, yeah, I've been following that thing and it's got my high blood pressure higher. So we're going to talk a little bit about that today. And to help me with this conversation, because I have many questions, because I have to admit, I am one person who has not been following the news closely enough to have all of the details. So that's why we bring in someone who's got a nice watchful eye on the political scene, Miss Denise Clay. Denise, good morning. Welcome to the program yet again.
How are you guys?
Good, good. Thank you so much for joining us. So let's break this thing down. First, let me just say I decided that we were going to talk about this today when talking with a friend who does work for a government agency. And they were just discussing about the cuts and some of the forced mandates that are happening upon he and his co-workers, and how it's really going to be a pinch for everybody. So let's just really go over what the sequester is, and who it affects as far as, you know, directly affects, and then how does it affect the rest of us? So let's start with, what is the sequester?
Well, anyone who's observed Washington over the last few years knows that Washington is where cooperation goes to die anymore.
Yeah.
And the sequester is just the latest example of this.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was last year, President Obama and Congress were trying to come up with a way to, you know, maintain the federal budget and try to cut the deficit at the same time. Because they couldn't come up with something right away, mm-hmm. they came up with the sequester. And what the sequester is basically $1 trillion in across-the-board federal spending cuts.
Mm.
And that was only that, and this deal was put in place because it was designed to make everybody upset.
Mm.
It was something nobody wanted, because if you cut a budget $1 trillion across the board instead of like doing targeted cuts in places that might need cutting,
mm-hmm.
or places where there's a little more fat,
mm-hmm.
you end up, you know, hitting bone in a lot of places.
Mm-hmm.
And the cutoff date for Congress and the president to come to some sort of deal that would avoid the sequester was March 1st.
Mm.
March 1st came and went, and the sequester went into effect.
Okay.
Now, you wanted to know who this affects.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody.
Okay.
And the reason why it affects everybody is because these cuts are, let's just say that these cuts hit every aspect of American life. If you are unemployed and are on federal employment extension monies,
mm-hmm.
you lost 10% of your unemployment.
Mm.
If you are a senior citizen that relies on Meals on Wheels,
mm-hmm.
or some other program to help you get food in your home so you're not hungry, you got cut.
Mm.
If you're a student and you're at a school that uses Title I money,
mm-hmm.
you better hope that your folks at school got all the books and stuff you're going to need for the year before the sequester took hold, because that's been cut too.
Mm.
But the thing that kind of made Congress start to, you know, recognize that, you know, this whole sequester thing is just kind of goofy and we need to do something about it, was actually two things.
Okay.
One, the folks in the Pentagon came to Congress and told them, look, if the sequester cuts are not restored, or if we're not given some flexibility in how we handle these cuts, we're going to have to stop training troops. that's going to affect military readiness.
Mm.
And another group of people that finally made Congress start to think that maybe this was a bad idea was the FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration, because among the ways that people have been managing these cuts on the federal level is by putting people on furlough. And putting, say, a janitor at the National Archives on furlough is a whole lot different than putting 10 air traffic controllers on furlough. And because of that, people have been complaining about flight delays, missed flights, canceled flights, because there's you're not going to get a plane up in the air if there's no air traffic controller or there's not enough air traffic controllers to make sure that it doesn't crash in a field.
Right.
So now folks are starting to, you know, it took a while for these cuts to start actually hitting folks, unless, of course, you're in a program like Meals on Wheels where it, they kind of hit you right away, but no one paid attention. But and it took a while for it to start to make its way through the federal government in a way that it would kind of be obvious to people.
So right now, what is happening in Congress? You say they're starting to rethink. So what is in the works? Are they trying to reverse this situation? What is going on?
Now, the only way they could reverse the situation is if they actually passed the budget. And since, like I said earlier, Washington seems to be where cooperation goes to die. President Obama has proposed a budget, but because House Republicans, because they're kind of the ones that are really gumming up the works here, have decided that any budget that includes any kind of tax, any kind of tax increase on people making more than $500,000 a year is just not going to get past them. The budget is being held up right now, but Congress had, but because Congress has recognized that you can't get anywhere without air traffic controllers and the military, you know, is going to have to scale back. They have gone in and passed bills that would stop the furloughs for the air traffic controllers and would give the military more flexibility in how it made its $1 trillion in cuts. Now, that's good for those two branches of the government in terms of these cuts, but that same flexibility is not being applied to anybody else. Everybody else is kind of just being told, you know, cut your $1 trillion in tax cut, $1 trillion in budget cuts. We decide where the cuts are. We're not giving you any flexibility, and this is all there is. And that's kind of making groups that help people like Meals on Wheels or you know, folks like that. It's kind of making them say, you know, this is unfair. And these people have better lobbyists than we do or more expensive lobbyists, but we're going to get together in a critical mass and say, look, you need to let everybody have this kind of flexibility, because if you don't, it's not being fair.
All right. Let me bring the listening audience into the conversation. So, my wonderful audience, you know this show is nothing without you. I want to know, how do you plan to manage if, say, for example, you had to take a 10% cut in what you're making right now? How do you plan to manage? Have you been feeling the pinch as of late? What have you been able to do to get by? Give us a call, 215-263-1039. What would you do if you had to take a 10% cut in your pay? How would you get by? Have you felt this pinch already? And what have you been able to do about it? Give us a call, 215-263-1039. Denise, how would you get by if that was if that was coming down the pike for you, you had to take a 10% cut in your pay?
Well, here's the thing. My significant other, in addition to being a freelance writer, is also collecting unemployment from a teaching job he had. And that 10% cut has already impacted us to the point where, I mean, I've always been, you know, kind of creative in terms of where I buy food and how I, you know, pay bills and different things. But I've had to be even more creative because we have even less to work with. I have friends who work in the federal government who are being furloughed, or in some cases just plain old being laid off, which is probably what's going to happen next as these cuts make their way through. And I speak for a living. but if you filed your federal income taxes and you filed them late, like I tend to do, the processing time for your federal income taxes is going to go up because you're furloughing people in the middle of tax processing season, which means if you have a refund coming, if you have like automatic deposit for your refund, you get it in like a week.
Yeah.
Or 2 or 3 days if your bank is really quick. You may be waiting for this refund for 2 or 3 weeks. And if it is being sent to you, I would expect it around June. Because you have all of these tax returns that the IRS has to process, and yet they're being asked to do more with fewer people at a crucial time, and hours are probably getting cut too, because when you have to cut, when the federal government says, we want you to cut $1 trillion, you have to figure out how you're going to do this with the least disruption of service.
Right.
But seeing as in most cases, most of these federal agencies had not gotten a raise in terms of what their allocation was in quite some time, that's just going to make the problem worse, because now they're working with even less after getting used to working with a set amount for a while that wasn't enough, but was enough to get by.
Okay, so what do you think needs to happen on the local level, on the regional level? What can we as citizens do to kind of drive home the message to Congress that this isn't going to work, that there will be other issues that you'll have to deal with if you don't push this budget through?
Well, there's been some protests. People have, you know, protested in front of Congress and different things. Call your legislators, because your legislators do listen to you. The reason, I mean, if you've been following the news at all, you know that the Senate voted down a bill that would have mandated background checks on anyone who wanted to purchase a firearm. Initially, folks thought that that was going to be the end of it, or that it was going to be a long time before it came up again.
Okay.
Because people saw this common sense gun legislation go by the wayside for no other reason but folks were afraid of making the NRA mad at them. They started making calls. They started, you know, protesting. They started marshaling their forces and you know, building coalitions to say, we're not going to let you get away with this. And now what I'm hearing is that it may come up for a vote again sooner rather than later.
Okay.
And that's kind of what people need to do in terms of this sequester. If you think that having a military that, you know, is up to date in its training is important, let them know. If you think that it's important that the senior citizen down the street from you isn't going hungry because Meals on Wheels isn't coming to them, and you want to make sure they have something to eat, call your congressman. Because I think that what we've gotten away from in this country and what we really need to come back to is this concept of we the people. These people work for us, and sometimes they forget that. And it's time that we started reminding them again.
All right. Well, I think we have a lot of fuel to get out there and start a little fire and start making some phone calls. But I do want to know from you, my listening audience, what would you do if you had to take a 10% cut in your pay? How would you manage? How would you get by? What are some of the things that would have to go away? And could you make do? Give us a call, 215-263-1039. Let's go to the phones. We have Donna calling in from Logan on line 2. Donna, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Fine.
All right, good. So what would you do if you had to take a 10% cut in pay right now?
What would I do?
Yes.
Well, I would say God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in time of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Comes from Psalm 46. So I will really, really rely on the power of God for all my needs and all my supplies in life.
Okay.
So that's my comment for today. Rely on God for everything.
Okay.
Everything, for all your resources. And that's coming from Psalm 46.
All right, great. Thank you so much. I appreciate the phone call.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. So we want to know, what would you do? What are some of the things that would have to go immediately? What would be the adjustments you would have to make in your lifestyle, in your life, in your budget if you had to take a 10% cut in your pay? Give us a call. 215-263-1039. We have Denise Clay joining us. She is, I would say, you're our unofficial political correspondent, because you know about all the things that I'm just like, now what's going on here? What is happening with Congress on this? So thank you for providing some clarification on a lot of the situations that are unfolding in D.C. So as far as when you're talking about, say, Medicare, Medicaid, what's happening with people who are using those services?
Well, they're impacted by the cuts as well. There are fewer people to work with them on different things they might need in terms of Medicare and Medicaid.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, this impacts the Affordable Care Act,
mm-hmm.
because part of the Affordable Care Act is an expansion of Medicare and Medicaid in the states that the federal government is picking up the tab on.
Mm-hmm.
And people need to realize that that figures into the whole sequester thing a lot more prominently than it's being talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're dealing with people for I think it's like the 40th time recently,
mm-hmm.
Republicans in the House try to repeal the Affordable Care Act.
Mm. Oh, yeah, they're gunning for it.
In any other universe, you know, in the United States, when it comes to something that the Supreme Court has said is constitutional, mm-hmm. and you can do this, mm-hmm. people tend to leave it alone.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, abortion is probably the only, like, the most notable exception to this rule.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the time, once the Supreme Court says it's constitutional and you can do it, people leave it alone.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that folks seem to not be willing to leave alone is the Affordable Care Act.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, you have stuff like the sequester. Because one of the things that came up when this deal with the devil, and it's funny that I'm saying this on a inspirational radio station, but that's kind of what it is,
mm-hmm.
with this particular deal with the devil came up as a result of folks wanting to cut the deficit in the name of getting rid of the Affordable Care Act.
Now, I'm going to let you hold that right there. I'll let it be a dun-dun-dun cliffhanger like they do in soap operas, because we have to take a break. I want you to finish your comment, and I see we have a whole bunch of people on the line. I want to know from you, what would you do if right now, today, you had to take a 10% cut in your pay? What are the things that would have to go? How would your lifestyle change? How would you manage? Give us a call. 215-263-1039. Don't touch that dial. More Praise in the City after this.
You're listening to Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station. Now, back to Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station.
And a very good morning to you. Welcome back. We're in the second half of our program today. We have been talking about the government sequester, which is causing many, many cuts across the board of services that all of us need. And for some people, it's going to affect their jobs directly. So my question to you is, what would you do if you had to take a 10% cut in your pay? What would you do? What are the first things that would have to go? How would your lifestyle change? Give us a call. 215-263-1039. We have Denise Clay joining us on the phone. She is our resident political expert. We're going to get back to you in a few minutes. We have a bunch of people on the line, Denise, so we want to take a few calls. Let's go to line three and speak with Angela from Langhorne. Angela, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good, and you?
Breathing on schedule, thank you.
Praise God.
Amen. What would you do if you had to take that 10% cut in pay?
If they take 10% cut in my pay, I will have to go live with somebody because I already, that's the only thing I pay in.
Mm. And that would affect your entire living situation.
Yes, it would.
So after hearing what we're talking about today with the different cuts across the board and how it could trickle down and affect all of us, is there anything you're thinking you may have to plan to do in the event that your 10% cut happens?
That's the only thing I see I can do because I cannot do nothing else.
Mm. Okay.
Because I work and the money I make is only to pay the house I'm living in with my children. So
okay.
If anything happened like that, I will have to really go to somebody and stay with them.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much for sharing. I really hope that doesn't happen to you. But thank you so much for sharing. And thanks for listening to the program today.
God bless.
All right. God bless you as well. Let's go to line two and speak with Azalea. I think it's Azalea. I hope I'm saying your name right, from Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Azalea, good morning.
Yes, ma'am. Good morning. Hi. You're saying it right. You're saying it exactly right.
Awesome.
Thank you.
All right. What would you do?
Well, one of the things that I would do is I would cut out personal foo-foos. Not, I wouldn't say foo-foos, but I would stop going to get my hair done.
Okay.
Every couple of weeks. And I know it seems like a small thing, but it does add up.
Mm-hmm.
And depending on what you're getting done, and a lot of women go to the extreme and go beyond 100 and more for that hair every 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things that I would cut out, the personal accessories and things like that. Women love to shop. And I think it might be hard for women, but I think, and I've had that situation where I've had to have a pay cut, and it sort of reels you in to reality of what you need to get by in life with and what you really don't need.
Yeah.
And I would do that. I would just sort of stop shopping as much. I have done it, and it is possible.
Now, and since we're talking about, you know, cuts across the board, and while it might not be happening to you right now, seeing as though there is the potential for a lot of us to have our pay cut, depending on where you work and what you do, are you thinking about maybe making some adjustments in your lifestyle now, just in case, maybe to save money?
Oh, I've been doing that. Mm-hmm. I've been doing that because my financial situation did change drastically, and I was faced with the thing, well, what am I going to do? What can I do to help with that adjustment?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just looking at other things to do that don't require the amount of money. You'd be surprised the things that we spend money on, and you don't realize, well, I didn't need to do that. I mean, you know, start eating in more.
Mm-hmm.
Plan your recreational activities. Do something that's more beneficial to others. Like, I would like to go out and to a club maybe once or twice a month or something like that with friends, or go out to eat. But then instead of doing that, join some groups that carry food to others, to kitchens, food kitchens for people,
good.
And stuff like that. Just. You know, put a positive spin on it, and just it'll work, because we weren't brought into this world with all the things that we have.
Amen.
So we can get by.
Amen.
And God is good. We can get by.
I know that's right. All right. Thank you so much, Azalea. Thank you for your phone call.
Thank you. God bless.
God bless you too. Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Let's go to line four and speak with Nicole. Nicole, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
All right. What would you do if you had to take that cut?
I feel like I'm sharing the sentiments of the previous caller. I've actually already been warned that this may be affecting us. I work for the federal government, and we may be experiencing furloughs. So I've already had to start looking at expenses that I don't need to spend, like the cable bill, you know, staying out of the stores, not paying for lunch, but actually bagging my lunch and doing, you know, practical things to start trying to cut back now.
All right. Good stuff. You know, I hate to sound like a Debbie Downer first thing in the morning, especially on a Saturday. A lot of people aren't worried about work right now. They're just like, oh, I'm just trying to get my morning started and relax a little bit. Maybe you are going to work. But either way, it's just something we really have to think about because these things are happening.
That is true.
And doesn't look like it's not going to stop happening for a while. So thank you so much for sharing. We appreciate your phone call.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You do the same. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to line five and speak with Michael from Camden. Michael, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. How are you doing, Tiffany?
Breathing on schedule. Thank you.
I like your post on Facebook, too.
Oh, thank you. All right, Michael, what would you do if you had to take that cut?
Well, one of the things is, like, if I had a big family, or, you know, that one of the kids, the kids were in school, like you said, that would be one of the problems and cuts. And they end up probably couldn't stay in school, couldn't be on campus, and the family start coming back. I probably would try to get with other families that I was close to, and probably, you know, try to see if a living arrangement would be to move in to a bigger house, but with the more everyone sharing on the mortgage. It's that way you still might have the lifestyle that you want, but you're paying less on rent if it's dependent upon how big the house is, and if the living quarters are big enough for each family to live comfortably in, that would be one of the things. And then again, with as far as the getting your hair cut and things like that, I know people personally that could cut my hair. The things that I wouldn't have to pay $25 for, that and I'm only paying it for name or for a brand. You know, sometimes you get a cell phone and you're paying your cell phone bill just because of the name, and you get the same quality of service from another provider with less money, and it can be pay as you go, but yet you decide because of name
right
to pay $300 and get hooked up and bill that you just willingly give.
I'm gonna have to pause you right there, Michael, just because I have to say, in thinking about the things, you know, if you have to make that big choice, things you have to cut that you probably would have the hardest time giving up, I would say my smartphone would be the hardest one. That thing is my little personal assistant. It reminds me of everything. As long as I put it in correctly, it reminds me of everything. So it's hard to give up that extremely hefty cell phone bill, as I'm sure it is for many people. But, you know, it's like if you got to eat or have a cell phone, of course, most people are going to choose the food. But I'm just saying. But thank you, Michael. I appreciate your comment. Thank you so much for calling in, and thanks for listening.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. You have a great day. Let's go back to Denise for a few minutes. I think we have a few minutes left for a couple of phone calls, so we'll try and get a few more people on the line. 215-263-1039. What would you have to give up if you had to take a 10% cut in pay? Denise, you started before the commercial break. You started to just give us some more information. You were breaking down a few things, so I wanted you to finish breaking it down. Just kind of recap what you were breaking down, if you could
what I was talking about before we went to break was the part that the Affordable Care Act plays in the sequester. You have people in Congress who never wanted to see that become law. And because you can't, you know, repeal the law, because no matter how many times you send a repeal of a law to the Senate, it goes nowhere because the Senate is controlled by Democrats. And the president has already said, you can send that to me, but I'm going to veto it. There are two ways you can keep something from happening in Washington. You can either repeal it outright, or you can keep it from happening because you put no money toward it. And the whole idea has been, you know, to defund the Affordable Care Act, so that way, you know, it may be on the books, but you can't do anything with it because there's no money. And part of this, you know, part of the sequester argument was, well, if you want to cut the deficit, you know, get rid of Obamacare. And the thing is, when you look at what when you look at what needs to be cut from our federal budget,
mm-hmm.
I mean, there's all this discussion of cuts, but there's never any discussion of increasing revenue.
Mm-hmm.
That we, there are people out there who pay a lot more, pay a much higher tax rate
mm-hmm.
than, say, the CEO of Walmart,
mm-hmm.
who is making money hand over fist.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of discussion in this country, and folks call it class warfare, which it's not. It's about equity.
Mm.
There's a lot of discussion in this country about who is going to take, who's going to pay the freight
uh-huh.
for what it is we need to do as a society. And we also need to decide what kind of society we want to be. Do we want to be a society where grandma doesn't have enough to eat because Meals and Wheels has been cut off,
mm-hmm.
yet you have Hummers out there that basically take a bank loan to put gas in just riding around.
Mm-hmm.
We have to decide what kind of society we want to be. Do we want to be the kind of society that makes sure that the least of us are taken care of?
Mm-hmm.
Or do we want to be a society where the least of us is not are not being taken care of and it's so blatant that it gets out around the world?
Mm.
And that's that. The sequester is an example of this, of how this kind of debate is taking place. Because
mm-hmm.
everyone's talked, even with the current budget that's currently making its way through Congress,
mm-hmm.
there are a lot of talk, there's a lot of talk about what folks want to cut,
mm-hmm.
but there's been no talk about what folks want to do to increase revenues
mm-hmm.
in terms of making people who have, like, a whole lot more money than the middle class, who's basically been propping up the government for years in terms of how we pay taxes,
mm-hmm.
making those folks pay their fair share.
Right.
When you're a multimillionaire and you're paying a 13% tax rate,
mm-hmm.
and I'm a struggling freelance journalist and I'm paying 28%,
mm-hmm.
what's wrong with this picture?
Right.
You know, when you try to balance the budget on the backs of the people who can afford it least,
yeah.
you get stuff like the sequester.
Yeah. You know, that's a whole separate conversation, but I do want to bring a few more people on the line before we have to close today, Denise. So hold on 1 second. Let's go to line two and speak with Darnell, calling in from Wilmington, Delaware. Darnell, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. How are you?
All right. Doing good. How you doing?
I'm blessed and highly favored.
Amen. All right. So what would you do if you had to take a 10% cut in pay? How would your lifestyle change?
In that point of view, my life changed with, I would stay focused on trusting God, for one, because he's our provider and our source of mm-hmm. all things that we would need.
Mm-hmm.
And looking at things in general, is that I would like to cut back. Well, I don't do a lot of things as going out or what's the name, but
mm-hmm.
I would just have to be strong and knowing that God, like I said earlier, is all our provider and things that we do to just trust him and mm-hmm. lean on him because he always make a way.
Well, this is true, but I'm trying to find out, and no one's going to negate trusting in God. I'll say that that's always first and foremost, that you have the things you need. But in terms of what you are doing right now, how you're eating, what you're eating, how you're driving, what you're driving, where you're living, how you're living, what would immediately have to change if you took a 10% cut in pay?
Yeah, well, I guess back going doing a whole lot of driving,
mm-hmm.
and that's would be for one, you know, and just do what would need to be done by staying focused and stay focused on my bills, you know. So that's what I would look at it.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Darnell. I really appreciate your call all the way from Delaware. Thank you so much for listening today. All right, you do the same. Bye-bye. Hey, Denise, thank you as always for providing some clarity and some more information on our subject today. Thank you so much for being a part of the show, Mama.
Oh, no problem. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Not a problem. And hey, listen, my wonderful listeners, I don't know if you know, but I'm in a production. It's called Ruined, and this is the last weekend. I would love for you to come and check me out. There's some more information on my Facebook page. So if you go to Praise in the City on Facebook, I'm going to post the information right there. You can check it out. If we're not friends on Facebook, hey, make that happen today. Hopefully you'll get a chance to come see the play. It's very moving. It's very raw. It's very real. And it's happening, and it has to do with things that are happening in the Congo in Africa, which has been going on for quite some time now. So definitely get a glimpse at somebody else's struggle around the world. All right, so thank you so much for joining us. Much love going out to my offsite producer, Donovan West, and to my in-studio producer, Larry. Thank you for all that you do. Hey, don't touch that dial. Marriage Beyond the Vows is next. Have a peaceful, positive, and productive day. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's Inspiration Station.